Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Hello and welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Great big giant open forum Thursday. If you have a question about any aspect of Catholic life or faith, this is your chance. Jimmy Akin is our guest. Jimmy is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of A Daily Defense, 365 Days Plus One to Becoming a Better Apologist. Nice to see you again for a second hour, Jimmy.
How about that?
In addition to it being open forum, it is also the very last hour of our pledge drive. We're done after
the
this
last hour.
Yeah. We're not coming back.
And we have a new challenge this hour. Yeah. $15,000 has very generously been put up as a matching challenge by one of our very generous donors. And so we need to make $15,000 in matching donations in less than 60 minutes.
54 minutes, as a matter of fact, right?
Yeah.
Now. Let me give out the call. There's two different numbers, so I don't want to confuse anybody. The number, if you have a question for Jimmy Akin about, and Jimmy's open to a broad number of questions, a broad array of questions are welcome. You can ask about the Catholic faith. You can ask about Christian faith more generally, maybe a more general religious question or philosophical question. All of those are welcome. And you don't have to be Catholic to call. As a matter of fact, we love it when non-Catholics call. If you've always had a question about the Catholic faith, if you just thought of something that you've always wanted to know about the Catholic faith, give us a call. 888-318-7884 is that number. I'm not going to be giving out the number a lot this hour because I don't want to confuse anybody, so you might want to jot it down or dial now. 888-318-7884. As I said, there's two numbers, and the other number is the number to support us to help keep this ministry growing and on track. We are growing. We're doing all kinds of new things. I know Nick Chamberlain feels it. Nick's our sound engineer, audio engineer, and man, I see that guy working on a million things every day. I come by here. He's got no privacy because he's got this big giant glass window outside of his office, and he's either making stuff for Facebook or YouTube, or he's cleaning up files for posting somewhere, or he's doing this show, or it's a million different things, and Nick does a great job. But so we grow, and that means more work for the folks here, but it also means more opportunities to share the good news, the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the invitation to come and be one of his sheep within the fold of the Catholic Church, and to receive everything that he has given poured out for us, really, in the sacraments which really and truly confer eternal life on us. We want to share all of that all the time if we can. We are all around the world now. We've mentioned over the last couple of days, Catholic Answers now has very large audiences in places quite far from our little San Diego location, from Africa to Australia to Asia to Oceania to
Antarctica,
Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I say Arkansas because Jim from Arkansas was
yeah,
a big caller last
very
hour. But all over. And it's not a matter of building fans. We're not trying to build a fan base. We're trying to build we're trying to build up the kingdom and build up the church. And it's a tough time. This is a weird time in our culture. There's so many weird messages
yeah,
about what it is to be a human being. And
there's a lot of anti-Christian messages out there right now.
Right.
And we need to get off the dime and evangelize in a bigger way than we have thus far.
Right.
And new media, like what Catholic Answers uses, including the internet and social media and radio and now television, all of those are important ways of reaching out with the gospel. And it's extremely important. I mean, we've seen how things in other countries can go bad. And Christians yeah, can even be persecuted
right,
for their faith in other countries. We've seen that happening in countries that used to be fully Christian, and now Christians are being persecuted and denied religious liberty. The tendrils of that have even gotten hooks into American culture, and we need to fight that through evangelization. So we need your help to support the work of Catholic Answers, including Catholic Answers Live. The phone lines right now are wide open for you. I can see we've only got a couple of people on the line right now. We have like 20 people who are standing by with open phones to take your call. The number to call is 888 888- 291-8000. And as we said, this hour, we've got a $15,000 matching challenge, and we now have less than 50 minutes to talk about that. And we want to answer questions on top of that. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. You call that number. If you got your credit card or a checkbook available, they'll take your information there. If you don't, if you're in a hurry, if you're in the car, if you got kids to pick up or drop off or whatever, you can just call and give your name and address. And we'll send you out a letter, and we will take care of it that way. It's all the same to us. And, you know, Jimmy, the de-Christianization that you're talking about, going on everywhere, de-Christianization, I think what the society, secular society wants us to believe is it's inevitable. There's nothing inevitable about it. We have to be there to share the gospel, and the gospel is very, very powerful on its own when it is shared.
Yeah, and if you want proof it's not inevitable, look at the Roman Empire. Because that was even more, and I mean, they were killing Christians for their faith,
right.
And they got converted.
Right. So we're full of hope here that if we can just get the gospel to everybody, the response will be overwhelming, and so many good things will come from that in people's individual lives, in families, in towns and cities, in nations, and across the whole globe. And that's why we want to be everywhere all the time with the good news. 888-318-7884 is the number to call if you have a question. If you are willing to call and support Catholic Answers Live, 888-291-8000. Jimmy, let's do our job. Let's go to calls. Jim in Chicago, listening on Catholic.com. You are on with Jimmy Akin. Jim, your question.
Yes, I have a question about Scripture.
Okay.
I was answering a question from a non-Catholic about why our version of the Old Testament is larger than theirs, has extra books.
Okay.
And I explained about the difference between the Septuagint version and the Masoretic version. Later, when I was researching it a little more closely, I found out that Eastern Orthodox Christians have four extra books in their Old Testament that we don't have.
It depends on which group depends on which group of Eastern Orthodox you're talking about. There's not a single canon.
Well, at least some of them have 1st Esdras and 3rd Esdras and 3rd and 4th Maccabees. And Esdras is how they pronounce Ezra, and what we call the Book of Ezra, they call 2nd Esdras. And I was wondering why those books were dropped after the Great Schism. And I was also wondering whether Eastern Rite Catholics include those in their canon.
Okay. Eastern Rite Catholics have the same canon of Scripture as Western Rite Catholics, so they don't have any additional books. In terms of the books you mentioned, there's a bit of a naming issue when it comes to the books of Ezra or Esdras, as it is in some translations. It's not first – it's when you hear about 3rd Ezra – or 3rd Esdras, it can mean one of two different books, and the way that you said it when you paired it with 1st Esdras, it conflates two different numbering systems. Many Orthodox accept, in addition, as canonical to what Catholics accept, are books known either as 3rd and 4th Ezra or 1st and 2nd Esdras. You don't find a 1st and 3rd pairing. It's the same two books, but they're known either by the numbers 1 and 2 or by the numbers 3 and 4. Also, you mentioned 4th Maccabees, and I'm only aware of one Orthodox tradition that actually regards 4th Maccabees as canonical. There is one that does, but the others stop at 3rd Maccabees. That doesn't mean they don't print 4th Maccabees in their Bibles. They can and do, but it's not considered fully canonical. It's just considered a useful book. And in the same way, some of these other books, like 3rd and 4th Ezra, were printed in the Latin Vulgate, but they weren't considered canonical. They were just considered useful books. And different groups of Christians came to different conclusions about which ones are canonical. In the Catholic Church, the Holy Spirit led the church to recognize a certain group of books as canonical. It the Holy Spirit didn't lead the Catholic Church to recognize these others as, even though they may have been very useful and are very useful. But they just – the Holy Spirit didn't lead the Catholic Church to recognize them as canonical. So as a result, the Catholic Church didn't remove them from Scripture. It's not like there was ever a time when the Catholic Church considered them canonical and then ceased to consider them canonical. It simply didn't – when it did canonize Scripture, it didn't include them, however much it recognized other benefits that they may have.
Okay. So, but when the Eastern, when what are now the Eastern Orthodox churches were still part of what's now the Catholic Church before the Great Schism,
right?
They were recognizing them as canonical, weren't they?
The canon was not closed or defined for a long time, and not until after the Great Schism. And so it had somewhat fluid boundaries prior to that time. And subsequent to the Great Schism, different groups of Eastern Orthodox have come to different conclusions about what belongs in the canon. But those determinations were made after the Great Schism, after the fracturing of unity, which is why they have different ideas about it in different groups of Orthodox.
And we will leave it there. Thanks so much for that call and question, Jim. I say we'll leave it there because we do have a whole bunch of calls to get to, and we have some business to do today. That is the business of fundraising so that we can stay in business for the next 3 months. We come to you each quarter to ask you for the funding we need to continue producing this program, which is provided free to radio stations around the country, to websites, to podcasts, to people all around the world get this for free. And the people who make it free to them are you. And we really need your help. The number is 888-291-8000. We have a giant match this hour. Someone has given us $15,000. And these are real donors. They make this money available to us in order to help us to raise the funds. We are extremely grateful to them. And right now, we'd like to use up every dollar of that $15,000 match. 888-291-8000.
And we have a long way to go towards that $15,000 match. I'm looking at the numbers right now, and we are not anywhere near close. We have less than 45 minutes to make this up. The phone lines are wide open. We really need you to get on the line and fill up the phones. The number is 888-291-8000. Please do it now while you're thinking about it. I know I forget things if I don't do them while I'm thinking about it. That's true of people in general. So we know you have good intentions, but now's the time to act on them so you don't forget. And while you're doing that, we have someone else here to talk to us. Welcome to the studio, Christopher Check.
Hey, gentlemen, you're doing a wonderful job. Listen, folks, if you're driving in your car and you can't get your credit card out, that's fine. We will send you an invoice. We'll send you an envelope in the mail, and then you can fulfill that pledge. But as Jimmy said, I am looking at that number as well, and we do have a long way to go to make that $15,000 match, and we only have 46 minutes to do it in. And the good news is when those 46 minutes are over, then there will be no fundraising on the air here until another quarter. And by the way, when we do pledge drives, we have questions too. We're not even devoting this exclusively to pledge drives. So please support us now. There's only 1 hour left. We have to make this $15,000 match. Gentlemen, I just want to come in and tell you, I had a call from a beautiful woman in Australia, Francis. So, and whenever we get calls, especially now that we're on Facebook and YouTube and Periscope and all these other means of delivery, the Catholic Answers app, all of the things that your gifts make possible, we have a reach all over the world. But when we get a call from, you know, overseas, it always resonates with me. And this is a woman whose life has been changed very much by Catholic Answers Live. And then I just got a phone call from David in Texas, who made a gift of $100. He is a Lutheran. And he is coming into the Catholic Church. His wife was baptized a Catholic. They fell away. But now he, his wife, and his son, and then they're going to be sending their son to Catholic school. And as he said, it's all because of Catholic Answers Live.
We had several calls last hour who or several donors from last hour that we thanked on the air who were non-Catholics, who recognized the value of Catholic Answers Live and were donating to support it. One woman said she was a Catholic, but she said she wouldn't have been a Catholic if it wasn't for Catholic Answers. Others aren't Catholics, and they still called and donated, including one gentleman who is a Baptist minister who donated $500.
Praise God.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Glory.
I have a note here that you didn't tell us everything that Frances said from Australia. It says she also said that she supports me and Tim in our view that Vegemite is disgusting. So
Well, that's the final word on that. My friends, listen, please. We have to meet this $15,000 match because the donor will give it to us when I go to the donor and say we met the match. So I need you to help me get to that $15,000. I want to make a special appeal to people who have never given to us. We say there's 12 to 15 callers per tower or donors per tower. That's a really small percentage of the number of people who listen. So here's the question I have to you. I just told you the story about David in Texas and his family who were coming into the Catholic Church. He gave us $100. Now, not everybody is going to be Jimmy Akin. Not everybody's going to be Tim Staples or Cy Keller or Trent Horn or Carlo Broussard or the many wonderful guests we have on the show. But everyone can donate something to Catholic Answers Live. What price do you put on bringing someone into full communion with the Catholic Church? And if I said to you, if you could write a check for $100 or $1,000 or $10,000 and know that someone was going to come into the Catholic Church, you would say that's a bargain, right? Because it is a bargain.
It is.
Yeah.
Right.
So we can't put a price on that. So I need... Folks, I need you to call in, and we're down now to 43 minutes to make this $15,000 match. Please support the best Catholic radio show on the air.
I got to be honest. I'm looking at the phone lines. It looks like about a quarter of the lines are full. That means three quarters of our – look at this math I'm doing.
Yeah.
Three quarters of our lines are open. 888-291-8000 is the number. $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match on the line this hour. 888-291-8000. Francis called all the way from Australia. Your call is more than welcome. 888-291-8000.
Or CatholicAnswersLive.com.
Yeah, and we have less than a quarter of the phone lines are full, and we're also less than a quarter of our way to the $15,000 match. So we really need to hear from folks. The situation is urgent enough that it forced Cy Kellett to do math on the air. That's how serious it is. He avoids math on the air.
I think I did it
like
right, too.
Anything. Yeah.
I'm going to get out of your hair, guys, and go back to the phones. I just want to say, if there's someone here who's looking at a four or a five-figure gift, if you've got a question about Catholic Answers, if you want to know about our strategic plan, about our finances, about our books, this is a frugal organization, tell whoever you call. I'd like to get a call from Chris Check, and so that I can talk to him, I have some questions, and I will happily return that call. We need your support.
Thank you very much, Chris. 888-291-8000 is that number, 888-291-8000. We are not going to neglect our usual work while we are raising funds. As urgent as things are, I'll just give that number again, and then we'll go to calls. 888-291-8000, and I have to say thanks. Every line except one at this moment is full.
That means there's a line for you.
Yeah, that means there's one line open for you. 888-291-8000. 8,000. We go now to Clint in Claremont, Florida, watching on YouTube. Clint, thanks so much for your call. You're on with Jimmy Akin.
Thank you very much, sir. I had a question. I was reading the catechism. It was number 359, and it was a startling revelation. It said, the first Adam, the last Adam, the first had a beginning, the last knows no end. The last Adam is indeed the first, as he himself says, I am the first and the last.
Mm-hmm.
So the question about it is, it's saying that Jesus was Adam in the beginning, which is really startling.
Okay.
But it really explains what revelation, what he meant by that.
Well,
he said, I'm the first.
It doesn't mean what you may think it means. It's relying on the parallelism that does exist between Jesus and Adam, and it's based on some discussion that St. Paul has where he compares the two, and he refers to Jesus as the last Adam. It expresses a theological truth, but the fact that they are described as the first and the last Adam indicates there is a difference between the two. Jesus is not the same person as Adam. They're different people. But because of the similarities between them and the role they play in God's plan, they're both fountainheads of humanity, Adam of the original humanity, Jesus of the redeemed humanity. And because of those parallels, they can be compared to each other and both described as Adams. Now, the particular passage that you're reading from the Catechism, I don't have a printed copy in front of me. But just from the poetic way it's phrased, it sounds to me like it's one of the quotations from the Church Fathers that the Catechism frequently uses that is of a poetic nature. And so you have to recognize the poetry involved. When it says the last Adam was indeed first, that's an allusion to his divinity, that the Son of God existed from all eternity. As the Gospel of John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And Jesus talks about how he was before Abraham and things like that. And so he was also, because of his eternal nature, before the first Adam. The Word of God was right there in Genesis 1, even before the first Adam was created. And so there's a sense in which the Son of God, Jesus Christ, God the Son, the second Adam, precedes the first Adam, and therefore, in a sense, he is the first Adam because he's even earlier than the one that we call the first Adam. So this is it's expressing the fact that Jesus is eternal and therefore precedes all of creation and therefore precedes the origin of the human race and thus the first Adam.
Okay. Does that work for you, Clint?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right.
No problem.
Great, Clint. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. The number, again, for those who are willing to help us use up this $15,000 match, again, I would like to mention that if you can make a monthly pledge, it's any pledge is welcome. But if you can make a monthly pledge in any amount, it's very helpful for us in planning for the future, in knowing what our baseline is throughout the year. And if you can make a monthly pledge of $18 or more, we want to send you two fantastic new books from two of the most popular writers in the Catholic world, Scott Hahn's brand new book, The First Society, The Sacrament of Matrimony and the Restoration of the Social Order, and Peter Kraeft's brand new book, 40 Reasons I Am a Catholic. Can you make a monthly pledge? Let me just explain to you how it works. If you make a monthly pledge, say, let's just say you pledge $10,000 a month, $10 a month, just to make the math easy for me.
To be clear, you can pledge $10,000 a month. That is allowed.
Yes, yeah. You are permitted to do that, Mr. Gates, but everyone else, say you made a $10 a month pledge. That's going to be $120 over the course of the year. But our donor, our matching donor, will give us the $120 immediately. So it's going to be $240 to us if you pledge $10 a month. And I'm not doing math right now. Tim Staples explained all of this to me earlier, so I have it in my head. But I just want you to know that it's an immediate match to us, and it means so much to us if you are able to make that monthly pledge. And again, if you can make a pledge of $18 or more, we are able to send you 40 Reasons I'm a Catholic from Peter Kraeft and The First Society, The Sacrament of Matrimony and the Restoration of the Social Order from Scott Hahn. The number to do that, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. What does it look like to you, Jimmy? About half the line's full right now?
About half the line. So we got a lot that are open for you right now.
Again, 888-291-8000. This is the last hour. We're not coming to you again for three more months to ask you to fund us. This is a team effort. It takes all of us. I have to say, I was just thinking about it today, Jimmy. This is probably these are the most Catholic feeling days when we do Pledge Drive, because we hear from everybody, and mm-hmm. Catholic kind of means everybody. I mean, I don't know. And we'll hear from people who are, we got a guy just called, he's a truck driver in Nebraska. And occasionally, I'm not supposed to say their names, but occasionally famous people will call, and we'll get mm-hmm. the and we got a 9-year-old yesterday called.
Mm-hmm. Called in and asked a question.
And then a 10-year-old called and made a pledge yesterday.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And I wish I knew that 10-year-old's name, but I don't think Erica told me. But then another guy, 84 years old, called and made a pledge yesterday. People from all over the world, people from every state. It feels just like, I don't know, it feels like old home week around here when Pledge Drive happens. I have to say, however, as Chris Check mentioned earlier, there are it's even though it feels so huge and Catholic when we do these pledge drives, we're on hundreds of towers around the country, more than 360 now, and we're at about 13, 14, 15 people
per tower
who donate. So if we could get, we have an internal sense that if we could get that up to 20 per tower, we're in fantastic financial shape to do some of the media things that we want to do and that we think will really help.
And we know we have way more than 13 people listening to us for each tower. So we have a lot of people who are listening, a lot of people who are drinking in the information that we give every day for free, who are benefiting from that, and they haven't yet supported us. And, you know, St. Paul says in Galatians that we should support those who teach us the Word of God. And so if you're being taught the Word of God by Catholic Answers Live and by the Ministry of Catholic Answers more generally, St. Paul indicates you have an obligation to help keep that work going forward. And you can do that by calling 888-291-8000. We still have a long way to go. We're halfway through the hour, but we are not halfway to our goal of $15,000. So please give us a call during the break, 888-291-8000.
We'll be right back with more after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at catholicanswersradio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Teresa Tomeo.
Every time I go to Mass and see my husband serving on the altar as a deacon, it hits me how, with God, all things are possible. I mean, there is no way that we should be still married, number one, based on all the problems we had. But number two, the fact that I'm in Catholic media and my husband is a deacon is simply a testimony to the power of God and the teachings of the Church that saved our marriage and, more importantly, our souls.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo. Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Killett, your host. This is Catholic Answers. Our guest is Jimmy Akin this hour, and it is open forum. Normally, I don't talk over the groovy music. I just let it play. But today, we are in a little bit of an urgent situation. We're down to the last half hour of our quarterly pledge drive. We have a $15,000 match that we are not yet near to using up for this hour. $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match. That means a donor has agreed to give us $15,000, match every dollar, up to $15,000. If we can raise the money this hour, every dollar of it will be matched. The number to call, 888-291-8000. I'm told that there was some trouble earlier with CatholicAnswersLive.com that has been straightened out. So if you tried earlier and there was a problem at CatholicAnswersLive.com. Go ahead and give it a try again. It seems that it is able to take credit cards now. CatholicAnswersLive.com is also mobile friendly. So if you are out and you prefer to use your mobile device to do that, or your what are those things called? Tablet to do it. You can do that there, and it'll be very easy and convenient for you. Again, if you call 888-291-8000, they can make it a very quick call. All they need is your name and address, and they'll send you, as Chris said, an invoice for whatever your pledge is. If you have time to give your data and your credit card number, that will work as well. 888-291-8000.
Why don't we take some more calls while we have the time?
All right. We do indeed have the time. So let's go to Francisco in Oklahoma City, listening on Oklahoma Catholic Radio. Francisco, you are on with Jimmy Akin. Your question, please.
Hey, Jimmy.
Howdy.
Nice man of yours.
Oh, thank you.
You do a good job, man. Keep it up. Keep the faith up and be strong just always.
Thank you so much. What can I do for you today?
And Si, hey, man, you're doing great. I like the way you are.
I agree, Francisco.
I like
thank you.
Too.
Yeah, I'm totally on board with that. Did you have a question for Jimmy, Francisco? Thank you very much for the kind words.
I do. I have two questions, if you guys don't mind.
Real quick.
The first one is, who wrote all the Psalms, especially Psalms 22?
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is, whenever Jesus on the cross said, Eli, Lava, Sabachthani, what it meant with that.
Oh, okay. In regard to the first question, the number of – the Psalms were not all written by a single individual. They were written over an extended period. They are commonly referred to collectively as the Psalms of David, which would suggest that David wrote them or was the patron responsible for their being written, even if he didn't write them personally. But when you look at them more closely, a lot of them are anonymous. They're not attributed to any particular person. At the top of some of the Psalms, there's a little line of information. Since it's at the top, it's called a superscription because it's written above the text of the psalm. And there's a debate about exactly what status these superscriptions have. Are they meant to be divinely inspired or are they not? And you'll see them in some Bible translations. Other Bible translations will leave them out. There's also some terms in them that we're not even really sure what they mean. They seem to maybe be musical terms that were used to direct the choir master to indicate this is the kind of music. Some of them, we know what they mean, but they'll be like the name of the tune that the choir master was supposed to have people sing the psalm to. And they would have known what the tune was. The tune, since they didn't have musical notation, they didn't write them down. So those tunes have actually been lost. But it's kind of like if I told Cy, here's some lyrics, please sing it to the tune Jingle Bells. Cy would be able to match the words to the tune for Jingle Bells. And you see directions like that. In fact, with Psalm 22, it has a direction at the top that says to the doe or to the hind of the morning, a hind being a kind of like deer. And so there was apparently a tune back then called the Deer of the Morning that they used when they sang this psalm. Now, In terms of Psalm 22, this is one that is – it says at the top in the superscription, it says of David. So this is – psalm is attributed to David, either as the author or the patron. There are a lot of psalms that are like that, which is why they're collectively called the Psalms of David, because that's the most frequent attribution in the superscriptions. There are others, like there's one for Solomon, and there are some others that are attributed in other ways. And as I said, many are just anonymous, so they're not attributed to anybody in particular. You also asked about Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, and that is actually the opening line of Psalm 22. It means, my God, why have you forsaken me? And by saying that on the cross, Jesus was quoting the opening line of Psalm 22, which is significant because it's a messianic psalm. It's a psalm of David, and Jesus is the son of David and the new David, and he's applying it to himself. And what happens in Psalm 22 is the psalmist is suffering and seemingly has been abandoned by God and is being persecuted by others, but really God will vindicate the psalmist in the end, as you find if you keep reading the psalm all the way to the end. And Jesus is applying that to him. He seems to have been abandoned by God and is being persecuted by others, but really God's going to vindicate him in the end, which of course he does by his resurrection.
Okay. That makes sense to you, Francisco?
All right, thank you.
Okay,
thank
great.
You. But that doesn't mean David wrote Psalm 22, or is it?
Well, it's attributed to David, but as I said, people aren't sure, and the church hasn't said what the status of the superscriptions is, whether they're to be considered inspired or historically literal, or even if they are, whether it would indicate authorship or patronage.
Thank you, Francisco. I was going to sing thank you to the tune of Jingle Bells. I just couldn't get my courage up to do it. So sorry about that, Francisco. For those who are wondering how much longer in this pledge drive, I've got to get my call in. Well, we are on the air for 9 more minutes, and we have $15,000 to match. 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. Let me just put it to you this way. I'm looking at least on my screen, I do not know if this is perfectly accurate, but we are just
halfway there
to the $15,000. So I will make a shout out to those of you who perhaps are especially blessed and you have the means to help us to reach our goal for this hour. Maybe you are someone who can make a $1,000 pledge. You'll become a member of the founders
of the President's Club.
Of the President's Club.
And it's not as hard as you would think to do that. It's just $85 a month, or $84 a month. So if you can donate $84 a month, we had some people last hour donate $85 a month to keep rounded off to the nearest five. That will qualify you for the President's Club, and you'll get everything Catholic Answers publishes in the next year. You'll get a free subscription to Catholic Answers magazine. You'll get priority service and seating at Catholic Answers events like the cruises and the conferences and things like that. And so it's not as hard as you think, just $84 a month, and you can join the President's Club by calling 888-291-8000. We have lines open for you right now. The number is 888-291-8000. We know there are people out there who have the means to make donations like that. In fact, donations even beyond that. Last hour, Jim from Arkansas donated $8,000, and several other people called in and donated $1,000 either as one lump sum or as a pledge of $85 a month. And so there are people listening right now who could do that and who have not yet done it. In fact, there are people listening right now who've not yet supported Catholic Answers Live, and we need you to become part of the Catholic Answers Live family. So do give us a call, 888-291-8000. You've probably been thinking about it for a long time and just haven't acted on it, but now is the time to act. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersLive.com.
888-291-8000 is the number. Lots of folks calling with their questions because it is open forum day. In addition to raising funds this hour, we want to make sure we answer as many questions as we can about the Catholic faith, about religion more generally. Let's go to Jason in the Florida Keys, who I am told is a podcaster. Is that correct, Jason?
Yeah, that's right. And thank you for taking my call. I'm also supporting you through a monthly drive after I ask this question. So I'm glad to be able to have that matched.
It's not depending on the answer, though, is it, right? Okay, I just want to make sure.
We'll see.
Okay, all right.
So my question is, you know, I've heard from you and on Dr. Andrews say that when Protestants will talk about the Bible and saying, well, how do you know which books belong to the Bible? It's not like the Bible has a table of contents. My question is regarding the church fathers and how do we know which church fathers were correct? To me, it kind of seems like a circular argument by saying, well, this doctrine is correct because this church father said it. But I understand there's some people will pick and can possibly pick and choose quotations. So what's our standard of knowing which church fathers are correct?
Okay. There are two ways to know which church father is correct. The first way is by an examination of what a church father says by its own merits. So does he propose evidence or arguments for it that indicate he's right? If he does, then you follow the evidence and the arguments and say, yeah, okay, he's supported his claim and it makes sense and he seems right, so I'm going to conclude he's right. On the other hand, it's not always clear, and that's when the church plays its role, because Jesus gave the church teaching authority, and so he gave the – in addition to that, he also gave the church what's called the deposit of faith, which is all of the divine revelation handed on to us from Jesus and the apostles. And he gave the church the ability to sift – the claims that are out there and identify those that are from God, that are part of divine revelation, versus those that aren't. And it does this both with respect to Scripture and tradition. In the ancient world, there were lots of different proposed scriptures. I mean, the Old Testament and the New Testament are both surrounded by a set of other books known as sometimes it'll be called the Apocrypha. It'll also be called the Pseudepigrapha. But it's secondary literature that is not part of the Bible. And God entrusted the church with the task of discerning which scriptures are divinely inspired, which writings are divinely inspired – that's what scripture means – versus which writings are not divinely inspired. And it eventually did that. It defined at various councils, these are the scriptures, the writings that we recognize as divinely inspired. Others, it doesn't recognize as divinely inspired, even if some people in the early church tried to claim they were. Well, the church performs the same function with regard to the traditions that are passed down through the church fathers. So church fathers have different ideas about things. They don't always agree, but it's the role of the church to identify which traditions among the church fathers, which claims theologically, for example, are accurate and do reflect divine revelation versus which others don't. And so there are two ways that one can know whether a particular church father is right on something. The first way is by examining the question on the merits and saying, does the church father prove his case? The second way, which is actually the superior way and the one that is most useful in most cases, is has the church subsequently said that he's right?
Jason, we will leave it there. I hope that that was an adequate answer to spur you to dial the phone. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000 is the number you can call. Jason can call. Anybody else can call. We've got about three-quarters of our lines full available
empty.
Right now.
Empty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Available so at the moment.
Your chance of getting through, if you call right now, is certain. So if we've got lots of lines open just for you right now.
We have still not met our match. 888-291-8000 is the number to call, and that means every dollar that you donate until we reach $15,000 is matched dollar for dollar. We have called again for those who may be especially blessed and able to make larger donations. As we come down to the final minutes of our pledge drive, now would be the time, and it would be very, very helpful. Those of you who can pledge an amount of $5,000 or more, you will become a member of the Founders Circle. Jimmy earlier described all the benefits of being a member of the President's Club, including getting every single one of our publications for the entire year of your donation. You'll also be automatically registered for our Founders Circle weekend, and also you will be helping us to reach a match that we very much want to reach right now. You can call 888-291-8000. There is someone, I can guarantee you, ready to take your call. For those of you who can make a monthly pledge, I will remind you that we have said several times, and it is the case that monthly pledges are our lifeblood. They help us with planning. They help us know a kind of baseline that we have to operate from over the coming months and year. And a monthly pledge of $18 or more would mean we'll be able to send you The First Society, The Sacrament of Matrimony and the Restoration of the Social Order, Scott Hahn's brand new book on marriage and family. And Peter Kraft, one of the great authors in the Catholic world, he has a brand new book, 40 Reasons I Am a Catholic. And I think one of the nice things about, you pointed this out yesterday, one of the nice things about Peter Kraft's book is, well, Peter Kraft writes in a very readable way, but this looks like a particularly readable book. It's kind of a list of 40 reasons why he is a Catholic.
And people love List. That's why they're all over the internet.
I've heard there's like 10 reasons why people love List.
Yeah.
Would you like me to go through them? Or?
Not now.
Not now. 888-291-8000 is that number to call. I want to thank a few people because I haven't been good about thanking folks recently. So let me thank Paul from Wisconsin, a $500 donation. Matthew from Alabama, a $500 donation. Terry from Decatur, Indiana, a Protestant and finds the show very informative. Thank you so much, Terry. $25. Yeah. Pat from Nebraska. Oh, $1,000. Thank you so much, Pat. That's going to help us get there. Norma from Damascus, Oregon. I've been on the road to Damascus. Have you ever been on the road?
Actually, I have. About 20 miles from Damascus.
So interesting
in
stuff
Israel,
happens.
Then you hit the border.
Oh, but she's not in that Damascus.
Oh, okay.
$1,000. So thanks so much, Norma. Edward from Loveland, Colorado, $50. Lucille from Thornton, Colorado, $50. Colorado coming through. Jeannie from East Boston, thank you so much for your $240 gift. Marcel from Bismarck, North Dakota, thank you for your $150 gift. Marian from Belmont, Massachusetts, $18 a month. Marian, thanks for doing that because that gets me a chance to say it again. If you can make a monthly pledge of $18 or more, we can send you Peter Kraft's and Scott Hahn's latest book. You don't have to take them, by the way. If you don't want them, you don't have to take them. But
we want to send them to you to thank you.
Yeah, we would like to send them to you. And you can also pass them on to folks when you're done with them. That's a great use of them. Caitlin from New Orleans, $50. Thank you, Caitlin. Lisa from Lawton, Oklahoma, $100. And Leo from New Mexico, $100. Thank you so much. Many more people to thank. Just wanted to make sure I got some in before we went back to the phones. Lots of lines open at the moment, and we have still not reached our match. 888-291-8000. This is the last 13 minutes of our drive now. 888-291-8000. Did you have any business to do before we go back to the phones, or shall we take another call?
I was going to thank some more people.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I want to thank, for example, Fred from Texas, who's donated $1,000. Anne from Iowa, who's donated $500. Paul from Wisconsin and Matthew from Alabama, both $500. Trying to make sure I'm not repeating information that you've said. Talal from Michigan, also $1,000. Pat from Nebraska, $1,000. So we're finally making some progress, but we still have a long way to go before the end of the hour and before we complete all of our goals for the fundraising drive. And we have a lot of lines open right now. So please call 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000 is that number. About two-thirds of the lines are open, so dial now, 888-291-8000.
Once again, the situation is dire enough that Cy is doing math on the
well,
air.
I'm estimating. I'm doing
using
estimation.
Fractions, folks. Fractions.
You have no idea how impressive that is unless you know me. Now, I'm going to say something real quick, and then I'm going to go to a call because we do want to do our regular job. At the very top of the hour, the lines will fill up because there's lots of folks, and I'm one of them, who just wait till the last minute to do it. So while some lines are open, now would be a great time to call.
Yeah.
So you don't face that log jam. 888-291-8000. Let's go now to Matthew in Omaha, Nebraska. Nebraska, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. I should say the wonderful Spirit Catholic Radio, our good friends over there. Matthew, your question for Jimmy.
Yes, hi. I just have a question on in the Apostles' Creed that, it says Jesus was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know, why did Jesus descend into hell?
This is a question that frequently comes up, and it's kind of unfortunate that the creed is translated this way because it's somewhat misleading. If you basically the word hell in English used to mean something different than what it means now. What it originally meant was the place of the dead, not specifically the place of the damned. Both the righteous dead and the unrighteous dead went to hell, quote unquote, meaning they went to the place of the dead. The damned went to a place where there was punishment, and the righteous went to a place where there was comfort and refreshment, but they both went to the place of the dead. And so when the creed says Jesus descended into hell, what that means is he died. He went to the place of the dead. It doesn't mean that he went specifically to the place of the damned, because obviously Jesus is among the righteous. He's the source of righteousness. And so he did go to the place of the dead because he died on the cross. And we know a little bit more about what happened there. We know, for example, that he preached the gospel to the dead to tell those righteous souls who had died in all of the years and centuries before the time of Christ that, hey, I'm the Messiah. I've finally come. I've redeemed you all, and now I'm going to take you to heaven with me. And so he thus opened the gates of heaven to those who had died in righteousness before his own time. And that's all part of what we mean when we say Jesus descended into hell. We don't mean he went to the place of the damned, just the place of the dead.
Matthew, I hope that that was helpful. Thank you so much for that call. We are approaching the top of the hour. On this last hour of our pledge drive this quarter, we're very, very grateful to everyone who has called. As Chris said it in a good way, I think, mm-hmm. earlier, we're a frugal apostolate. You're not going to come here and see all kinds of frills. We try to make it look good on camera.
Aware of any frills here in the office. We're not a very frilly place.
The beard. Your beard.
It's not a frill.
It's not a frill. That's a necessity.
It's a beard.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like a frill is something you'd have on
ended the pledge drive by insulting Jimmy Akin.
No.
I can't believe I did it.
I'm just clarifying.
Okay. But it does has a financial life of its own, right? It doesn't have its own bank account. You have to.
My beard?
Yeah.
No, it
no?
doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, my bad.
Does yours?
No, but I wish it did. I'd borrow. but we have, you know, we got, when we were doing the video, we got one guy doing the video, that kind of thing. We do our best, but we try to keep it frugal. And the main thing that we would like to use funds that are not absolutely necessary for day-to-day operations for is to expand into new areas. All of these radio stations that you listen on, all of these outlets on the internet or apps, they're there because folks cared enough to pay for them. And that is the key to the growth of Catholic radio, Catholic media in general, to the growth of our web presence, and to the ongoing stability of this program among many other programs in Catholic media. Somebody a year from now, 10 years from now, is going to come to the Catholic faith because of what folks are doing today in giving. I mean that sincerely. I am a cheerleader for Catholic media. I know I'm a member of it, but I also believe in it deeply. It's among the most important things we can do in this era of a very sick society that struggles in many ways even to know the basic moral truths in order to share the gospel, share the good news. I do want to, again, make an appeal to those who are especially blessed at this time of the year. If you have a bank account that makes it possible and comfortable for you, we would appreciate it if you could give us a call. Maybe you could make a $1,000 pledge. Maybe you're a very blessed person who can make that $5,000 gift. Maybe you could do more than that, and you'd like to maybe make a matching gift. All of our matching gifts during this pledge drive were made by folks just like you who picked up the phone and called. Many of them talked with our president, Chris Check, to make it work out. And we'd be very grateful for those. Every bit helps, however, and we need to fill up all those lines. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000 is that number.
And it's especially important that we fill up the lines right now because we're right at the end of the show. We're not going to be able to take any more questions, so you won't miss anything. Please call now while you're thinking about it. We have people standing by. We have lots of lines that are open just for you. The number is 888-291-8000. If you're listening after the show via podcast or streaming or whatever you may be doing, you can also donate 24/7, even if it's a few days later. You can still go to CatholicAnswersLive.com and make a donation there. And if you're in another country and it's not convenient for you to call a U.S. telephone number, that's your opportunity. Go to CatholicAnswersLive.com and make your donation there, no matter where you are in the world. We really appreciate it. And we have more people calling in. Paula from Texas, $25 a month. Samuel from California, $100. Lori from Washington, $500. Christopher from Ohio, $30 one-time gift. Doris from Nebraska, $50 a month. Lots of people are calling in, but we do need your help. We just have mere moments left, and we're not going to be able to talk about this for another 3 months on the air. That's the discipline that we impose on ourselves because we – you know, fundraising is a necessity in the nonprofit world. We have to do it, but we really want to keep with our regular mission of answering your questions and providing spiritual benefit to people all over the country and all over the world. Like Jesus said, you can't serve both God and mammon, so please use your mammon to serve God right now. The number is 888-291-8000, and we'll be here until the phone lines stop ringing.
888-291-8000. Now is the time to call. For those of you who have tried over the course of this pledge drive today to get through to CatholicAnswersLive.com, where you can donate online. If you ran into a problem before, the problem has been resolved. You can now go there. It's quick. It's easy. It is safe and secure. CatholicAnswersLive.com. Last time that I can do this, let me give out the number before we go. 888-291-8000. And as Jimmy said, we'll be waiting for your call. We'll be on the phone until the calls stop coming.